Chapter 10, Relationships. I can't love you until I love myself. You have probably heard the saying, you have to love yourself before you can love anyone else. Does that mean that you need to be happy and fulfilled by yourself before you can have a meaningful, intimate relationship? Yes, both partners must respect and admire themselves, which comes from being of service and giving to others. You feel love and appreciation for yourself by treating others well. Stress is the test for every relationship. The beginnings of romantic relationships are usually great because everyone is putting on an act showing how nice and giving he or she can be while hiding their selfishness. But it is only a performance. We pretend to be givers rather than takers for as long as we can. That is because most people are attracted to unconditional givers. When we start dating someone new, we fantasize that he or she is completely unselfish and unconditionally loving. But eventually, some stressful situation destroys the fantasy, exposing the other person's true selfish nature. We are always disappointed or even shocked when the other person's selfishness is revealed. It is easy to give at the beginning of a relationship when it is new and exciting. Everyone knows how to fake it for a month or more. But it is not easy to be loving and giving when stressful situations arise, such as jealousy, the loss of health, the loss of a job, or the death of a loved one. Stress tests the relationship. But whenever that day comes, some deep level of trust is broken, and illusions are shattered. Sometimes, a person can turn around 180 degrees by doing something completely unexpected, such as saying something unkind or mean. Then you think, did you really just say that? Now, she or he is not being loving the way you have always expected her to be. You may think, wow, I thought you were able to give more when you're under stress and you can't. That's disappointing. Now I don't like you as much. Somewhere inside, a door closes and a wall is built. Then you may decide to stay in the relationship only for dependence, familiarity, or the fear of loneliness. Whenever two people eventually face stress together as a couple, that brings their individual levels of selfishness out into the open, testing how loving and giving each party really is underneath the giving act in the beginning. It is in difficult circumstances that one can see how well romantic partners can give to each other unconditionally. The current trend is to make no commitments. Many people live for short-term gratification. If something feels good now, they think, do it. We live in a disposable society concerning stuff and relationships. Don't bother fixing something broken or challenging, just throw it away and get a new one. Divorce and split parenthood are the new normal. We want instant gratification. We want a fix. We want something new and different after the excitement fades and stress ruins everything. This cycle repeats over and over. We are becoming more independent, isolated, and self-centered, not an equation for happiness. Communicating your needs. What do you want? Have you told your partner exactly what you want? Have you given her an opportunity to give it to you instead of just wishing she would read your mind? Then you become angry with her in a passive-aggressive way. Communicate what you want specifically while remembering that the relationship is not about what you want all the time. It's about giving your partner what she wants too. In the best relationships, both parties give to each other. Saying, I love you. Saying, I love you, sometimes has strings attached. When my mom told me she loved me, I knew it was unconditional. There was nothing I could do that would cause her not to love me. But with my dad, it felt like his love was connected to my performance in school or work, which made me feel it was conditional, although deep down I knew he would love me no matter what I did. Parents usually have a built-in unconditional love for their children, regardless of their behavior, and that works both ways, but of course there are exceptions. In most intimate relationships, the partners usually love each other so long as they both provide sex and/or money to the other. If one side in an intimate partnership stops maintaining his or her role, the love usually fades and then goes away completely. For example, when a man who provides financial security in a heterosexual relationship suddenly becomes unable to provide that security, his partner's love may decrease or cease. Unconditional love, on the other hand, is not based on circumstances. "I love you unconditionally" means that I want you to be as happy as you can be, and I want the best for you, regardless of what I get from you. It is not based on me getting what I want from you or you loving me first. Unconditional love is not based on another deserving our love because of how she has treated us. Do you ever say, "I love you," to a stranger who hasn't done anything for you? Usually not. We usually say, "I love you," to others who have loved us. Sometimes we say it to people we wish we were loved by. But usually we mean it the most when we say it to others who have supported our happiness and well-being unconditionally. It is natural to love people who have loved us. If you give love, you get love. Once again, you get what you give. On the other hand, it is difficult to love others who do not love us back. Real love is the most valuable thing in life. Iggy Pop once said, while being interviewed by Anthony Bourdain, "The most valuable thing in life is being loved and appreciating those that are giving that to me."